When I attended bar here in the 50s, I always poured a generous martini. Of course, that might have had something to do with everyone's good moods at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. In those days, all the big Scottsdale business folks would come in here for lunch. They sat in what we called the millionaire's booth. They'd sit around talking for a few hours, run up a big tab, and then shake the dice to see who paid for lunch, who paid the tip, and who paid for drinks. We always hoped Walker McCune would pay the tip. He was by far the best tipper. He was also one of the owners of the Baltimore Orioles. And I remember hearing my boss, Charlie Briley, finally asking him one day why the Orioles didn't come to Scottsdale for spring training. McCune told him they'd be there if there was actually somewhere for them to play. Charlie came back from that real fast, told him that they'd have somewhere to play next year. And he was true to his word. Being a mover and shaker himself, he got enough people to invest their money and raise $56,000, and the Scottsdale Stadium was built. After that, all the Cactus League players started pouring in here all the time. Some days, each and every one of the bar stools was occupied by a player's rear end. Of course, from what I heard, the stadium wasn't always loved by the players. They built the stands so close to home plate that the fans could actually talk to them during the game. It was great for the fans, but boy, not good for the players, especially if there were hecklers in the crowd.